This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Plunge. Easy to use, reliable cold plunges at affordable prices. Save $150 off with code MMA. Tire Buyer. Buy tires online. Get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. Purity Coffee. Organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 551.
551!
My name is Igor Blackwell.
Matt Grew with MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
What's happening over there?
Oh, life, man. It's been a rough life, Matt. Ow. And I just see case in point.
It only gets easier, right, as we get older, right?
It does
less,
not.
Less fucking responsibilities. All you kids at home. Train hard, fuck fast, eat, drink, live. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Gegard Mousasi.
Yes. Did you watch the playoff games this weekend? Quite exciting.
Yes, lots of chaos. Always controversy too, right?
Yeah, it's exciting. I wonder if this year will be the same, where the Super Bowl isn't going to be able to live up to the hype, because the championship and the games the week before were so good. It's like,
yeah. Well, that Chiefs game and who was it? Cincinnati, the Bengals. That one was very fun. And then the other one started off a little slow, like, and then it picked up. But I was like, fuck. And I think part of it is the announcing crew too, because you have Romo and that other guy in the first game, and then the second game is Buck and Aikman, and those guys suck dicks.
I don't.
There's nothing wrong with sucking dick, but from a technical standpoint, they're not very good.
I don't love Joe Buck.
Not a fan.
No.
So I think that has a big deal to do with how much I enjoy a broadcast, is how good are the broadcasters. And you can always translate that over to MMA too, and look at Bellator announcers.
Oh, shit.
Are you out of control over there?
my light just fell. It's okay. We're good.
Give the guy one glass of red wine. He's fucking out of control.
I barely touched
out
him.
Of control.
I'm good. Here, do that. We're good.
It's all good. All right, I'll drink to that. But yeah, I mean, you see the announcers in MMA, right? So I think PFL's got a pretty good fucking crew. Better than Bellator. Debatable. UFC seems to be slipping, but that's what it is.
Good old Joe Rogan, busy causing controversy instead of announcing fights.
It's so funny that he has to go out and make his own press release, kind of. He makes a 10-minute Instagram post just to tell the world, hey, this is what's happening. And it's just weird that basically you can't have an opinion, or people can't have an opinion anymore, which is weird. Just you can listen or don't. Like, I don't think we should be banning people, but that's a topic for another day. I don't want to get too far down that fucking rabbit hole.
Hey,
where do we want to start? Hey ho.
Let me just start with this, and then we can get into I think you want to talk about fights over the weekend.
Sure.
Our boy Chael Sonnen.
Yep.
All charges dropped in the hotel brawl incident from a few weeks ago.
Without prejudice.
Yes, I was gonna say without prejudice, dismissed by the court. So good on him.
Very important.
Yes,
he already killed like 8 men,
maybe even 9.
No, I'm not even sure. I think this guy was involved in the process.
Hey, there he is. I like the stash.
Every week, new mustache.
Ta-da.
I like that. I feel like he's working on something. It's like he's got a case or some magic to do. I could prefer a little magic, pull a rabbit out of my ass. Can you make that happen? I don't know. Let's talk MMA.
Rabbit's quite large. Yes, let's talk MMA. What do you want? Which one? What do you want to talk
about? Let's go with Eagle FC 44.
Yes.
Khabib Nurmagomedov. How about Karatanov versus Sprong? And fucking A. How about that size discrepancy? Looks like two guys in different weight classes going at it. Do you have highlight?
I do. Can we play it?
Yeah. If it's a tweet from Eagle FC, Help yourself.
Okay, yep. Let's do it. Hold on. This is the one. Let's do it.
Sure, this will all work out. No sound, but good. Yeah, you're good. So Kartanov mounted, just teeing off.
Doing a little business. That guy on the bottom, quite hairy.
Smaller screen's better.
Or maybe not hairy.
I feel like when we get big screen, they fucking things copyright us.
Okay, small screen. Small screen.
Yeah,
that's and good. He finishes. Kartanov looking svelte in his performance.
And I still will argue he is the biggest human being that's a professional fighter that we've encountered backstage.
He's
ever.
Quite large.
The melon on that guy was gigantic. So big.
He's got like two of my heads, and I think I have a pretty big head.
Yeah,
so.
I just remember people backstage. I remember him being significantly larger than anybody. How about when we ran into Chuck Liddell backstage too? Like, how the fuck did he fight at 205? Because he looked all at 250 and was fucking way taller than me. I'm like, holy shit, you are a big dude.
Massive. Too. Yep. So good for him. Shall we talk about Rashad Evans?
Yeah, very svelte in his approach to MMA.
Looking pretty solid. Oop, there it goes. Got a little highlight. Where's Checho? How do you say that? Checho?
Sure.
Takes him down.
Yeah.
Rashad's got the dreadlocks going.
Yeah, I saw he was getting knee barred at one point in reverse position. Pounded out, gets a fucking nice decision win. Oops. Good for him, right? Because a lot of guys can't stay retired and then they come back and don't always fare well. And I feel like he's been out of the sport for, he's got to be at least 4 years, right?
Yeah, here's a picture of him looking pretty lean and mean.
Yeah. What the hell happened? That's called no drugs.
He's looking a little more Diaz and less Rashad Evans. So,
yeah, who else looked like that? Vitor Belfort. When he was off all the gear.
It's something. Hey, it seems to work, eh?
Yeah. I mean, you would be an idiot not to do it if it's illegal or they're not testing. If it's lax testing, how's that? Anyway, shift over to Bellator. Ryan Bader getting the win over the weekend.
Valentin Moldavsky.
And now he's going to face Chuck Congo yet again. This time for a heavyweight championship, May 6th. And then the first fight was a no contest for an accidental eye poke, Bader finger bang check. No contest. And then how about Benson Henderson? He was in fucking scrap because the split decision win. And I think he retired, no?
He did. Yeah, he said he was going to retire. So, I don't know. Good for him. He was like, wasn't he on like a five-fight losing streak or something weird?
Yeah, it's just some of these guys, like, their career just flips. And he was one of those, like, doing really well and then not so much. But then go out on a win, right?
I think that's key. Unlike Tom Brady. Ba-dum-bum. Yeah.
But is he retired or not? Because there's a lot of rumors about.
We don't know.
Yeah. It's a lot of money. I think he comes back. I'm going on record saying he comes back. One more year.
Oh, I just looked. I Googled it. Tom Brady breaks silence on retirement reports. I'm still going through the process. Haven't made up my mind yet.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think he's done.
Dangling it in front of us. Just, dude.
He's still too good.
He's pretty good. But
at what, 44, 45?
Depends if they still got Gronk and all those guys. I mean...
Well, it's always hard when you have a good team to keep it together because everyone wants to get fucking paid and then some. Mm-hmm. And then you're also going to lose a bunch of coaches because you're seeing the coaching turnover. I don't know if I've been following it more this year because the Bears are fucking hiring everybody, but it seems like it is off the charts. Like, this guy's going here and this guy's going there and blah, blah, blah. All these head coaches are fired. And now it's just a race to hire your entire staff and then hope everyone's going to work together as a cohesive unit. You have no idea. You're just hiring all these different coaches and hope this all works out.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's hard to say what's going to happen with the Bears, but my guess is they're still going to suck. I mean,
say production.
They won't be good. Yes.
Well, I feel like they're due, but they're kind of a challenge because I don't think they have a first round pick because they had to give that up for Fields. So, but they do have a lot of money they can spend, so they can buy a bunch of free agents.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. I'm cautiously optimistic because you never know with Fields. I feel like he's got a shit ton of upside. But if you don't have the protection, then he's running around like a moron. But
no
if you also have a better offensive coordinator that calls the plays based on what your quarterback skills are versus just trying to jam a square peg through a round hole, like, fuck it, this is the playbook, this is what I'm calling this game. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit who's the quarterback. Like, yeah, that's why you're getting fired, you numbnut motherfucker.
Yep. What?
You can't say that.
Stay you there. Just did.
Hey, speaking of sponsors.
Hey, let's talk about Manscaped.
Woo-hoo.
Did you know it's Valentine's Day month? Roses are red, violets are blue, and don't let a wild pube wreck you. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you with the best tools to get your balls ready for the special occasion. This V-Day, it's time to join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. With our exclusive offer, you can go to manscaped.com and use code MMANUTS for 20% off plus free shipping.
That's what it's all about. Hey, the holidays, they went by so quickly. Oh, yeah. Did you remember?
You just have a stroke.
With the best tools for the job, I probably didn't. The performance package 4.0 from Manscaped is just the thing every guy needs in their life. They may even need a thesaurus or a dictionary, not quite sure, to make each and every day a little more special. So the number one product in this package is a lawnmower 4.0. It's an electric trimmer designed to trim hair on loose skin. That's very important. And get this, the trimmer's advanced skin life technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate balls. It even has a 4000K LED spotlight so you can blind your entire neighborhood at the blink of an eye, or you can shave anywhere where your heart desires. Did I mention that it's waterproof too?
You did not, but now you did. So you get 20% off and free shipping with code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code MMANUTS. Join Cupid and shoot your arrow with Manscaped.
Pew, 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 pew. All right. Pew, 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 pew.
Mine's go.
That's what it's all about, man. Shoot arrows. Keep it clean.
Mm-hmm.
Manscaped.
Yes.
So what else is happening out there?
Hey, Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Oh, yeah?
Returns to WWE.
Definitely get us banned if you show anything.
Can I show the video?
WWE, no.
Okay. Wins Royal Rumble match to headline WrestleMania 38. The crowd goes bananas. I don't have any photos. So sad. Hold on. Ronda Rousey, WWE.
I didn't know she was back in the game. I thought she was done with the WWE.
Oh, no. They got the baby now. So, you know, they got to do their thing. Got to make the monies, Matt. Got to make the monies. Here, I'll show you. I can show a picture, can I?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Just they're very tough on video.
Yeah, I'll get you a photo. I got you. I got you, Matt.
Tweet, I'm ready.
Here we go. Ronda Rousey. Bing. The baddest. Looking pretty solid.
Svelte, yeah. In shape. I mean, she could be a meat bomb sometimes.
Hey.
Oh.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda. But, you know, sometimes that baby weight is in all the right places.
That's right. I am not one to argue. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
And the milk is very nice.
Hey, got a second. I just found something. Where's that photo?
There we go.
Oh no, it's not working. Never mind. I'll bring it up later. Carry on.
Okay.
I found a wild photo that seems to be just a clickbait for WWE.
All right. So we had some new fights announced. I'm fucking psyched on all three of these. So first off, Charles Oliveira, Justin Gaethje, championship fight, May 7th, location to be determined. Supposed to happen in Brazil. Now it's not, but Justin Gaethje has called off his riot because now he's getting the title shot. I love this. There's rumors of a Michael Chandler versus Tony Ferguson. I really fear for Tony Ferguson's life in that fight. And I would imagine they're probably going to put both those fights on the same card just in case someone gets injured in the title fight. And then you can swap in one of the other guys. And then a potential retirement bout between Joe Lauzon and Cowboy Cerrone.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I didn't know Joe was still fighting. I think he's another one of those that are like on the retirement edge. I'm retired. I'm not. Now I'm back. So that one should be fun too. I actually like all three. Put all three on the same card. Someone falls out. Joe Lauzon's fighting for the title.
Mm-hmm. I like it. You know what else has happened? Hmm. Jeremy Stephens cut from the UFC this week, right? But
I saw that. What's that about?
Well, he had like, I don't know, 30 something fights with the UFC, but not to worry because he signed with the PFL and wants to rematch out of shape, fat Anthony Pettis. Oops. So I don't know. I think that'll be interesting to see. Something tells me he's going to bulk up a little bit.
Yeah. We usually do when you leave the UFC. I get it.
I found that photo.
Hey, okay. I'm ready.
I don't know what I'm looking at, but I like it. I don't know what this is.
Whoa.
This is I'm not
is
sure
that Ronda Rousey? Like what is going on here?
I either she's the top or the bottom. Either way.
Is this the lingerie fighting championship? What's going on?
No, it's WWE.
I approve of this message.
You know what we should do? We should go to a WrestleMania one time or something. Because I've never been. I heard it's bananas.
I've never been, but I don't think I could live with myself.
Why?
If I did that. Just the whole fakeness. I get the spectacle aspect. I can appreciate spectacle, but just the other side of me is like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why do you want to be involved with the nonsense? And imagine like the level of freaks. I mean, just going to an MMA fight, there's enough fucking chaos in the stands, as we've seen, and like women wanting to fight us for no apparent good reason. Like, what the fuck? I'm running away now. Goodbye.
Yes.
And yeah, I can only imagine the level of people that are going to those. So
Miyagi-Do karate.
Yes. Did you see this one? According to Kevin Ioli, the Florida Athletic Commission denies Melvin Guillard a license to fight in a bare knuckle fighting championship event.
Thank you.
And the Association of Boxing Commission praises it. They said he lost his last four bare knuckle fight championship fights and his last nine MMA fights. So he's at a baker's dozen of lost 13 fights in a row. So is that the line now where we cut someone off? 13. Mind you,
12 is okay. 13, too many.
This is fucking Florida. And Florida is stepping up and saying, we're not okay with this.
Mm-hmm.
At 13 fights in a row, loss. Is that correct?
I don't know. I think you should let him go one more.
You got to end on an even number. 15 sounds good. I'm okay with that. What else is happening out there?
I have this video of Logan Paul being bullied by monkeys. Did you see this?
No, go ahead.
But I don't know if it's I'm nervous. I don't know if it's going to get us banned or not.
Well, let's take a shot.
Oh, it's not playing. Damn it. Why does that keep happening? I have to refresh this shit every time. Here we go. And we got to eat a commercial. Hang on. So yeah, Logan Paul. Out in the wild, hanging out with monkeys, apparently, as we watch this commercial here.
Well, I'm going to put a big black screen over that or something else that's big and black.
And here he is. So these monkeys, I don't know why he's shirtless. He's like hanging out. They got his bag, you know. Here comes.
Well, you got it. Oh, shit, man. That's like a baboon.
That's a giant monkey. All right. I guess it is a baboon, isn't it?
I need to see his
drinking
ass.
His protein shake.
You motherfucker.
He's like, what the fuck? You guys are drinking my protein shake.
Yeah, so. I think you got to trade them. You got to fucking Indiana Jones them. Like, give them a bag of sand for the fucking idol. I don't know. 100 of them.
They probably would like
them. I hear that works pretty well. Hey, did you know 7 years ago to the date this happened?
What? Oh man, one of my favorite moments in MMA. We watched that in your basement.
Yeah,
I was going crazy. Anderson Silva unfazed.
He's like, come on, get it. Big John McCarthy being a twat.
You got to fight, man. No respect.
He doesn't have to do shit. Anderson's not progressing. Twerking at him.
No respect. He's like, that guy isn't going to do anything.
He's not fucking engaging. Give him a yellow card.
Nick did go on. He did it twice. He did go on. He did go on to lose that fight.
Yeah, and he's only fought once after that in 7 fucking years. What? 2 fights, 7 years.
It was quite.
That's better than 1 in 5.
True.
So we had that going on, and I don't know if you've seen some of these face-offs recently. I don't know what country it is, but things seem to be popping off more and more at face-off. So I'm not going to play the volume, but oh, there is a little volume there. But
they're just going at the.
They're face-off? Just fighting, like full-on fight, right? And then. You gotta keep watching. That guy's checking his face. He's like, man, that guy just fucking sucker punched me. So he's kind of laying back, kind of blacks, kind of waiting. I'm like, la 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 la.
Something's gonna happen, isn't it?
Yes.
Are they gonna get naked?
Hopefully. Grease each other up. Could have probably fast forwarded to get to the action a little bit sooner.
Sorry,
this guy's pleading his case. He's like,
the anticipation is killing me.
Flat sidekick, motherfucker. You gonna sucker punch me? I'm flying sidekick you. What?
Fantastic. I've never seen that before.
What?
Did they still fight?
I believe so. It's one of them other countries. That was one. I got another one for you.
Let's see.
Was that chew ice? I'm sure everyone will love that. Again, I don't know.
Oh my god. These guys are in the same weight class. One guy's very skinny. He's like, yeah. I fuck your mother. Ah, you funny guy, huh?
You fuck my mom? I fuck your grandma. Oh shit, now I'm knocked out. Now I'm on Queen Street. That guy ain't right. He ain't right.
They can't let him fight. He's been KO'd before the fight.
Yeah, it's constant chaos. And it's even escalated down to our man, Hezbollah.
Uh-oh.
Shit's popping off in face-offs everywhere.
There we go. Oh, my God. What are they doing?
They're swinging! It's just so crazy because they just pick him up like a little child and run away. Like, listen, you. You guys can't be swinging. Let's pick you up, put you in my pocket, save you for later, a little snack.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's going on? Why so much aggression at the face-offs?
It's COVID. I blame the COVID.
People are. I didn't even take that into account with how crazy our shit's. Personally, shit is just popping off and. It's COVID for sure. What else has happened?
I think that's all I got, my man. I'm good. That's as good.
Oh, did you see Don Fry at a UFC event over the weekend?
Oh, yes, I did. I meant to talk about that. I forgot.
He's in the crowd. Hopefully the video.
He's got his hat on and everything. It's a little choppy. That's why I didn't post it because I didn't think people could see it.
It gets clear at some point, but
yeah, he throws a nice little. It looked like a jab.
Like a jab. Yeah,
like a nice.
The jab like, oh, hard enough to like send that guy off on his way. You don't fucking insult Don Fry. So if he hit you, he had a reason for it, and that's you probably deserved it. So it's totally warranted.
Nicest man in MMA.
Right, he's a fucking legend. You don't start shit with him. And if you do, you're just something fucking wrong with you. We're going to keep on the topic of wrestlers and stuff. Did you see? I got to make sure the volume is down. Brock Lesnar versus Wee Man from Jackass.
Mm-mm.
Maybe I'll give you a little volume.
Is he going to slam him down in the restaurant?
You got it.
How drunk is Brock? He's like stumbling around.
Seriously, like just fucking, I don't know what the legality is on that. Do you approve of that message?
Yeah, it's all good. I like it. It's entertaining.
Sweet.
Give me more.
Remember last week when I had posted that video of the teacher fighting the student? I'm like, oh, there were some pretty good comments. Well, I went back and found the comments.
Of course you did. I knew that was coming.
I can't fucking leave it. So the four of the comments, I'll just go quickly. So decisions were made and asses were whooped. And then someone replied like, it's Mr. Holland's whoop ass starring Richard Dreyfuss. I'm like, okay, I'm in with this.
That was a good one. Mr. Holland's opus.
I never saw it.
It's really good.
Mr. Holland's.
It'll make you cry, Matt. If you want to cry, you watch that movie.
If it's sad, I'm out.
It's not sad. It's a little
why
sad.
Am I crying? I don't want to cry.
It's a happy cry. You're happy. You're crying because you're happy. It's like Rudy. Rudy. Rudy.
Hard pass. Hard pass. I'm Batman. Apparently, Jessica I has an OnlyFans page.
Oh, hey now.
I didn't know. Now you know.
Now you know, and no one's half the battle.
Yeah, these are the things that are important in MMAs, and I'll give you the obligatory Paige Van Zandt post. She's getting. I noticed a lot of these ladies keep amping up their game, right? So it's all about how much do you want to amp up. So she's playing a little peekaboo.
Oh, good lord! Is that really her?
Yeah, this is her Twitter.
Okay.
Paige Van Zandt, check, please. Up in their game. That's all I'm saying. The game has been raised. Bar is here. I don't know.
So it's a crazy world we live in, Matt. It's a crazy.
Isn't it? Or you can just post shit. A little tweet of the week. This goes out to Keith Peterson's parody. He says, crazy to think that Francis Ngannou jumped into Joe's arms after defending the belt. I had no idea.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I don't think Joe could pick him up. I think Joe suffers a horrible hernia, ACL, MCL, PCL tear. Probably. He Bruce buffers himself on that one for sure. 100%. Let's do a little ask the nuts, and I'm going to butcher your name, and I'm sorry. So this is Uger Garaligo. We'll just call you Mr. K, sir. Says, hello, sir.
From YouTubes.
Yes. So I have two hypothetical questions. Number one, if the Fedor came to the UFC in 2009 to 2010, could he be champion with Carwin, Junior Dos Santos, Lesnar, and Cain Velasquez? So that's the first part. Could Fedor be champion with all those other guys there?
I think he could.
Yeah. That's I would say that's prime Fedor. Yep. Two, Brock Lesnar started his MMA career pre-USADA era after his college wrestling under elite coaches Greg Jackson, Firas Zahabi, and Camps Team Quest and Jackson Wink MMA Academy. How good would he have been? And some say he would have been a top five heavyweight or GOAT material. What do you think about his true potential?
I agree. Well, the one problem is he didn't like to get hit in the face, which is a problem. So if they can get him to get over that, maybe he just needed more sparring time, you know?
Well, I think part of that problem was probably trying to react to fake punches in the WWE. So he learned that anytime you get struck, you're like, oh, this hurt or this is bad, like versus just taking it like a normal fighter would. So I think if he didn't have that fake muscle memory embedded into him, he would have been a world beater. He probably would have been the best because he had the wrestling credentials and that heavyweight, a heavyweight wrestler can go very far and the amount of power he had will take him farther. You add like some striking and he had a bit of submission game in there. You give him all that, I think he would have fucking dominated. And this is all the drugs in the world. He had all the best drugs, goddamn. And then they fucking cut him off at the legs, you know?
Damn it. Yeah. They got to ruin all the good stuff.
Yeah. What is one fight? Next question. What is one fight? And thanks for that question, by the way. What is the one fight in UFC history y'all would change the outcome of if you could?
Brock Lesnar, Cain Velasquez.
Nice.
You thought I was going to say BJ Penn, weren't you?
Yeah. I have Brock Lesnar versus Aleister Overeem. Rich Franklin versus Anderson Silva. That's my version of your BJ Penn GSP. And the other one, it's a weird one. I would have liked to seen Liz Carmouche beat Ronda Rousey with the first women's fight in MMA and see how that would have changed like the landscape of women's MMA. Because they, you know, you brought Ronda Rousey in and she's fucking arm barring everybody in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And then Liz Carmouche comes and fucking beats her. And in that fight, Liz almost beat her. She fucking was like on her back with like a neck crank. It was close. She got out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Next question. It's going to be a video question. Again, I can't fucking pause it because fucking Twitter. God damn it. Hang on. Oh, there we go. Twitter and their video is very tough. So this comes from the blonde bomber. She says, excuse me, with my fight announcement pending, she said, fuck it. Let's just brainstorm my next color for the weigh-in. So she's looking for what's the next color she should wear for the weigh-ins. I think she's going cheetah on this one. What do you think the next color outfit should be for her?
Hot pink.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Or white.
Yeah, I feel like we need to fast forward just a hair. Oh, just a bit outside.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what she's doing. I appreciate it.
She does.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you. The ladies of MMA. And then you can get a little alternate angle on her. Just to see what you're working with. And done.
Solid.
Don't stare into the sun. You'll go blind.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what's this. Oh, here's a good one. Apparently, Tim Sylvia is making an Instagram post. Is he making a comeback?
Good Lord. He's in the gym. Gigantic.
Said, well, cat's out of the bag. Big things coming.
He's too big. He looks fat.
Well, he has been for a while, but I'm going to guess bare knuckle fighting championship. I'll tell you what, Big Tim will fuck some people up over there still. I don't care how old he is. He's got like a million inch reach. He would wreck people.
Good point. Good point. I could buy that.
All right. Moving right along. A Twitter video. I want to know, is this tweet, the tweet way you buy a knife? So this guy's in a knife store.
Oh, Jesus. What's he going to do with it? He's like,
he's practicing his moves.
Yeah, this will do. This one's good. I like this one.
Yeah, I can definitely slice about two tree throats with that. Thank you, sir.
He's like, nah, this one's not
good. The fuck, that's the COVID world, and I'm just a COVID girl. I don't know, that's so sketch. Oh, here's a good one. There's a guy training on a beach.
Oh, yeah, here we
why
go.
Is he wearing a life jacket? That's the question.
In case he falls in the water.
Yeah, he's like doing work on his
street. There's somebody running at him. What is happening?
He's got fucking terrible technique, by the way.
What is happening? There's people running toward him.
Yeah, there's some shit coming.
What is this?
He's like, yeah, I'm king of the world. Bring it. Bring it. Oh, shit. Shit just got real.
What the hell are they doing?
It's got to be
they?
Some kind of tsunami, man. Because it just came out of nowhere. I mean, you look at the amount of rays in that water, you're talking 10 feet, if not more.
That guy in red.
Look at this guy. He's coming wild. Up. I declare nothing.
Like, oh, it's a lot. It looks like very dirty, muddy water too.
Oh yeah, it ain't pleasant. What do they call that? AIDS. I think that's how you catch the
face
HIV.
AIDS.
Yes, that's the best kind. If you get any, you want face AIDS. I hear these things are good. It's the best. Do you have any knowledge?
I do. I saw a movie over the weekend.
Which one?
It's called The Tender Bar. It's on Amazon Prime. It's free.
Okay.
It has directed by George Clooney, stars Ben Affleck. So I highly recommend it's like one of those like cool, well-acted films, feel good movies.
Okay.
The ending leaves a little bit to be desired, but the ride is kind of fun and it has good characters in it. So I think it's worth a watch. It's only an hour and 40 minutes. So it's like, if you're looking for some light entertainment with decent acting, I highly recommend it. It came out like a month ago, not even maybe 3 weeks ago. Stumbled upon it by accident. So
will I cry?
No.
Okay. Now maybe I'm in.
At least I don't think so.
Maybe. Well, I have my pants off.
Maybe.
I'm just saying. All right. And I will share this. I don't know who posted this, but found this one out there. So someone posted a picture of the monkey's paw. It says, absolutely perfect. Last time I made a wish on one of these, it was to work from home more often. And that wish came true. The monkey's paw.
And he unwished that?
Story. You make a wish on that and you get your wish, but it's like, oh, I wish for $1 million. And then, oh, your whole family dies. And then you collect the life insurance on your family. So that kind of shit happens.
That's terrible.
So it's like good things happen kind of sometimes. It'll all work out. That's all we got for this week. And then there's the UFC this weekend. I think it was Jack Hermanson versus Sean Strickland.
Yeah.
A very underwhelming card. So
might not even watch.
Yeah. I'll just say hard pass. Mm-hmm. You guys know who you are.
$74.99?
No, it's a free one.
Okay.
I think the next pay-per-view is Adesanya versus Whitaker 17. I don't know how many times those guys are going to fight, but, you know.
At least 100.
Hopefully. All right, let's shut down.
Well, all right, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Eagle Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing. Beware of the one-armed man.